RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos and you on Westwood One Sports. Love the first hour of the show, breaking down the Los Angeles Rams' inexplicable loss last night on Monday Night Football in Atlanta to the Falcons. Why it likely cost Matthew Stafford, NFL Most Valuable Player, and why, if you're an Eagles fan, an Eagles better, a Rams fan, or a Rams better, we are staring, and I will say we because I am an Eagles better, not an Eagles fan as a Giants fan, but an Eagles better, we are staring a nightmare scenario in the face, Eagles-Rams in Philadelphia in the wild card rounds. And I think those are the two best teams in the NFC, and the fact that we might get them playing in the opening weekend of the NFL playoffs is just crazy. And speaks to what an up-and-down year this has been, where you can make the case for a bunch of different teams to potentially win the Lombardi Trophy in Super Bowl 60. We touched on the Atlanta Falcons, why I think it would be nuts to bring back head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. Next hour on the show, I'll tell you about Atlanta holding the keys to the NFC South and the Panthers-Bucks game coming up on Saturday. Very much look forward to that. And great spot with my friend Danny Parkins, First Things First on Fox Sports 1. Danny appropriately roasting our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. And I think Bill might, well, Bill, pop on here for just one second, because once upon a time, we were both producers at SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. You can be honest here and say the answer is you if you think it's you. Who did you think the better guest booker was when I was producing alongside you? You can be honest if you think you were better than I was. Bill just wrote in the chat that his audio is cut out. Bill, F- for our friend Bill Zimmerman. We'll move on from here. Still to come on the show, we're awaiting news on Denver Nuggets star center Nikola Jokic. No word yet on the potential severity of his injury. Left last night's Nuggets loss in Miami against the Heat. Maybe we'll get that news during the show. Maybe we won't. If we don't, I will roll through all the potential possibilities. Jokic misses no time, sometime, the whole season, and what it'll mean for the rest of the NBA year, and how you as a fan and you as a bettor should approach the season. We'll talk about Marcus Freeman staying at Notre Dame later this hour. He announced that yesterday, and why I think it's a win for both Notre Dame and the National Football League. Oh, yeah. Bill is back now. Bill, who was a better guest booker when we both produced sports radio together?
It's hard to say, Nick, because I think that it also depends on the guest. And this isn't a knock to Adam Schein, but I will say this. The best guests I ever booked were for Chris Russo. It was also the easiest guest booking I've ever done. because he already had an established name. So, like, I can call up the NFL and book Roger Goodell. That doesn't mean suddenly I'm a better guest booker. It just means they're willing to help out that host.
So, Bill, who's the better? Who is a better guest booker, me or you?
Well, then of course it was me.
I actually pretty strongly. I'll say this: I think you are a better producer than me overall, and I mean that. I'm not just saying it. I do think I was a better guest booker. Anyway, thank you very much, Bill. Bill needs to get on the guest booking train here as we move into 2026 here on Westwood One Sports. Right now on the show, right now, let's talk some college football playoff. Quarterfinals coming up tomorrow night. It kicks off Cotton Bowl with Ohio State and Miami. We've got Oregon and Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day. Indiana and Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Ole Miss and Georgia, New Year's night in the Sugar Bowl. This is going to absolutely rule. What a great time of the year in sports with the NFL playoffs approaching, college football playoff quarterfinals. Just the absolute best. And I'm going to roll through all four games here in this segment and give you my analysis and my bets. And let's start tomorrow night with Ohio State and Miami. Buckeyes, a 9.5-point favorite in the game. Total is 40.5, and that total has been coming down. It's even down from where it was yesterday. So bettors seem to think this will be a lower scoring game than the market expects. The under has been getting bet down to 40.5. And before I reiterate, because I said it a little bit yesterday, before I reiterate my thought on this game, my feeling on this game, my bet on this game, I would like to take everybody back in time. Almost 23 years ago to one of the greatest college football games ever played, and certainly one of the five best college football games of my lifetime. The 2003 Fiesta Bowl. As Ohio State, with Jim Tressel and Craig Krenzel and Maurice Claret, huge underdogs against the reigning defending national champion, Miami Hurricanes. With Tony Montana's favorite coach, Larry Coker. Miami, a big favorite in that game. And Ohio State wins in a huge upset and stops a Miami dynasty 31-24 in double overtime. And if you've never seen the highlights of this game and you're unfamiliar with it, as I don't know what rap producer says this, maybe Tyler or Kenny will know, get familiar. I don't know, look it up on YouTube or something. It's 2026 almost. You should be able to find it. It is well worth your time. It's one of the best games ever. And I remember, we all have this, right, with certain sporting events in our lifetimes. I remember where I was when I watched this game. I was a junior at Fordham at the time, and I was covering, or maybe a sophomore, whatever. And I was covering, because it was great, I worked at WFUV at Fordham, and I covered the local teams in the area as a college kid, like interview players in the locker room. It was either a Knicks or a Rangers game. I'm either covering the Knicks or the Rangers. They both stunk. So I'm at Madison Square Garden, right? And this is the night of the national championship game. And I remember, like, going into Penn Station to get into, like, the train or the subway or whatever to go back to campus. And I stopped in one of the bars at Penn Station, and I'm under 21 at the point. I didn't, like, want to get a drink. Like, the game was on. And I remember staying and missing multiple trains so I could watch the end of Ohio State-Miami. So that's where I watched that game almost 23 years ago at some dingy, smelly sports bar at Penn Station in Midtown Manhattan, attached to the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. Ohio State won that matchup against the U. And I do think Ohio State will win this matchup against the U. Talked about it a little bit yesterday. I love the fact that Ohio State head coach Ryan Day is assuming the play calling duties for this game and presumably the rest of the college football playoff. Offensive coordinator Brian Hartline has taken the job at South Florida. Like this, the whole, I don't want to do a whole thing here on how broken the college football system is. College basketball also, we'll get to that a little later this hour as well. The portal literally opens in a couple days. And just like, I love how in 2000, like normally you would say something like the portal is opening and you're playing like Dungeons and Dragons or like Final Fantasy. I do think Dungeons and Dragons is very nerdy. I've also played every Final Fantasy game. and I absolutely love it. So the portal's opening in a couple days. So you'll forgive someone like Brian Hartline, because his mind might not be totally on it with Ohio State. Like, that might be how this is, and you'd be able to totally understand. So I like Ryan Day, who obviously, before he was the head coach at Ohio State, was calling plays on offense. You badass play caller. And Ohio State struggled way too much against Indiana in the Big Ten title game, only scoring 10 points in that game, in a loss to Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, and the Hoosiers. We'll get to Indiana and the Rose Bowl against Alabama coming up in a moment. Here on You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos. Follow me on socials, Instagram and Twitter, at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. I do think Ryan Day calling plays is going to get this Ohio State offense in gear to win the game. But I don't think Ohio State's going to win by double digits. Miami has dudes. Athletes. NFL players on both sides of the ball. Whether it's Malachi Toney, Reuben Bain, they have studs. Now, Mario Cristobal is not a good in-game coach. And I don't even think it's an insult to say that. Like, everyone knows he's not a good in-game coach. Great recruiter. Great culture builder, seems like a nice guy. He is not a good coach. He's just not. Terrible in-game decision maker. And Carson Beck, they lose the game, maybe we'll say, soy un perdedor. He's not a loser. You know, I guess we can call college players losers now, since they're getting paid more money than we are to do our jobs. But that's a story for another time. Do I think Miami's defense can keep this game within shouting distance? Yes. Do I think Miami will win? No. Give me Miami plus the points, like Ohio State, to win the game. I do think Ohio State will win the national championship. So, in a redo of 2003, Ohio State beats Miami and route to a natty, and this time, I don't have to watch it from a dingy, smelly, smoky, like urine-filled bar at Penn Station in Midtown Manhattan. We move to 2026. Noon. Orange Bowl. Where Oregon's going to be on like a 9 a.m. body clock for them. just worth noting. The Oregon Ducks, off the annihilation of James, and yes, James Madison scored a bunch in the second half. Oregon destroyed James Madison in that game. And if you bet Oregon, you probably don't care because they didn't cover. But still, just saying. Oregon, a 2.5-point favorite against Big 12 champion Texas Tech. Total in the game is 51.5. I love this matchup. And it's probably the least sexy of the four matchups in the quarterfinals. I think it's so fun to think about and really, really fun to handicap. Because in Texas Tech, you have a team, like the best team money can buy. Literally went into the portal last year, like a poor guy who just won the lottery is walking into like a really expensive shopping mall. It's buying everything on the shelf. Completely rebuilt this roster in the portal. And credit to Texas Tech and McGuire and the program building that, you know, you can go shopping and you can build what Vince Young famously called once upon a time, dream team. And you can miss the playoffs. Texas Tech won the Big 12 and earned the top 4 seed. That's a credit to the Red Raiders and the culture that Texas Tech has built. Texas Tech has barely played in a close game this season. Lost to Arizona State. And every other game that they've played in, their 12 wins, have all been by 20 points or more. So what happens then if Moore, Dante Moore, I don't know why I did that like James Bond, if Dante Moore plays well enough to keep it close? We literally haven't seen Texas Tech in this scenario all season where the game is close. Texas Tech quarterback Baron Morton's not 100%. How do I know? He's telling you he's not 100%. And yes, the Texas Tech run defense is awesome. Best in the country by any metric. Best in the country. Is Oregon going to be able to run the ball on them? I'm not sure. But here's what I do know. I don't think Texas Tech is marching up and down and scoring a billion points on Oregon's defense. I do expect the game to be close. I don't think Oregon's going to win in a blowout or vice versa. The difference in the game, to me, is Dante Moore. And it's possible, and I know we'll get to Fernando Mendoza in a second, and Mendoza's kind of being bandied about as like the number one overall pick in the NFL draft next year, probably to the Raiders, by virtue of their Tank Bowl win, a.k.a. loss against my Giants. You look at any mock draft, and I'm not talking about like when I used to write them for Bleacher Report after a bong hit, like in my old apartment in Astoria. I'm talking like real reputable mock drafters, right? Like people you respect, the Dane Bruglers of the world. They all have Dante Moore in like the top two, the top five. Like he's in the same breath, mentioned in the same breath as Fernando Mendoza. And if this game is going to be close, I'm going to trust the first round pick in the NFL, the top 10, the top five, maybe number one overall, top five pick in the NFL draft to get it done. I'll trust Dante Moore. I'll trust Oregon. And out of the four teams that won in the first rounds of the college football playoff, Oregon, Miami, Ole Miss, and Alabama, Oregon is the one that I think has the clearest path to be this year's Ohio State, who won in the first round last year and obviously went on to win the national championship and couldn't coincidentally, ironically, beat Oregon in the Rose Bowl and route to winning. So I think Oregon's got a path here. Got to get past Texas Tech. I expect them to do so behind heroics from star quarterback, future first-round NFL draft pick, Dante Moore. Give me Oregon, quack, quack, MFers, minus 140 on the money line at BetMGM. The granddaddy of them all. The Rose Bowl. How crazy is this? You know, there's a great yacht rock song. They say it never rains in Southern California, but when it does, it pours. Man, it pours. There may be like big time rain at the Rose Bowl in Southern California on New Year's. Just something to think about. Like, and obviously weather is very fickle. Just something to think about that there may be like potential like torrential rains during the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, which is Thursday. I had to think about that for a second. And India, imagine this, like, forget about 10 years ago, 30 years ago. How about 2 years ago? Indiana will be a touchdown favorite against Alabama in a playoff game. You'd be like, in what sport? Basketball? It wouldn't even be the case in basketball with Nate Oates in Alabama. What a turnaround by Kurt Cignetti and this Indiana program. And the juxtaposition with Cignetti and DeBoer is unbelievable, right? With Cignetti, the unheralded coach who comes to Indiana and promises that he's going to turn them around. Google me. I win. And DeBoer, who takes Washington to the national championship game with much fanfare, hired as the replacement for Nick Saban. And Cignetti is the one that enters this game as the clear favorite. And with what the betting market is saying is not just a better team, but like better by a pretty good margin than Alabama. Wild, wild times. Now, I mentioned a couple times in the first hour that this is a game literally 100 years in the making. In 1926, Alabama beat Washington in the Rose Bowl, 20-19, which coincidentally is the final score of when the Giants beat the Bills in Super Bowl 25 on January 27th, 1991, on a Scott Norwood missed field goal. A great day in the life of young Nick Costos. That was a great day in the life of Alabama, because that win signified that Alabama and teams in the South can compete. Like, that's what it meant, and you can look this up. I did, to make sure I had it right. Fast forward 100 years later, and Bama once again enters the Rose Bowl as an underdog, this time to Indiana. It's amazing how these things work. Indiana being favored in this game, if you're of a certain age, and you might have to be like around my age to really appreciate this, this would be like if like Screech were somehow the favorite to date Kelly Kapowski over Zach Morris. Like, how is this even possible for Indiana to be favored over Alabama in football? And it is very, very deserved. And I think that a lot of people will see, and I was talking to some of my friends last night who like love to bet, love sports. As you might imagine, I love sports and my friends, most of my friends do also. They're going to see, and you will see, you the listener, you the viewer, Bama plus 7. Like, oh my God, I get 7 points with Alabama? Okay. Alabama can't run the ball. They can't. They cannot run. And when you pressure Bama quarterback Ty Simpson, bad things happen. Kurt Cignetti knows Bama can't run. I think that they are going to sell out to rush the passer. And I don't think that's going to go well for Bama. And on the flip side, here is the Heisman Trophy winner. Maybe the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, Fernando Mendoza. I want to wait to see if this point spread goes down to Indiana 6.5, and I will lay the Hoosiers in the Rose Bowl. So Bama wins in 1926 and makes its mark on the college football world. In 2026, it'll be Indiana, and it'll be Kurt Cignetti. And y'all pay homage to the man. Woo! Last one. Sugar Bowl New Year's night. Georgia, a 6.5-point favorite against Ole Miss, total 56.5. So these two teams played back in October, and Georgia was trailing 35-26 to when Lane Kiffin was still the coach at the start of the fourth quarter and came back to win the game 43-35, outscoring Ole Miss in that fourth quarter 17-0 as part of a series of fourth-quarter heroics by Kirby Smart, Gunnar Stockton, and the Georgia Bulldogs this season. And that's Ole Miss's only loss of the year. And they were up big, going into up by 9 going into the fourth quarter against Georgia and lost that game. Now, Georgia didn't need late-game heroics to beat Alabama in the SEC title game. They waxed Alabama in the SEC title game and have had 3 weeks off to rest. I think a lot of people are going to like Georgia in this game. I already bet Ole Miss. And I mentioned that yesterday, and I talked about it for weeks in the other time slot on You Better You Bet. Just that I felt like the point spread was a little big. Like, you want to tell me Georgia 6.5? Okay. I understand. I don't want to bet Ole Miss plus 6.5. But at a full 7 or 7.5? Yeah. I'll bet Ole Miss and Trinidad Chambliss, their star quarterback. Got gold all on his chain. Gold all on his watch. Don't believe him? Just watch. I have no idea if Pete Golding, Ellie's dad, I have no idea if he's going to be a great head coach at the collegiate level. Looked great against Tulane in the first round of the playoff. But I think one thing we can say about Pete Golding for sure, maybe he's not a great head coach. We'll see. Guy can coach his ass off on defense. And people way smarter than me in terms of analyzing college football all say it. The over has been a hot bet in this game. I'm going to go the other way. Kirby Smart on one side, Golding on the other. Fireworks the first time they met. I think this will be a tighter game. Maybe Georgia wins by 7. I do think Georgia will win. I bet Ole Miss 7.5 is what I want to bet with Ole Miss. And I will bet the under coming up in the Sugar Bowl. We'll take a quick break. Coming up on the other side. You just got my bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. Next. Pro sports bettor Joey Knish will join the show with his bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. And if you've never heard him before and you're thinking, man, this spot's going to be boring, well, you don't know me and you don't know him. Prepare to be entertained and informed. Next, You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in.
We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Mendoza in trouble! It's out! Touchdown! Wow! A Rock Cooper! Unbelievable! Give him the Heisman Trophy now!
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
The great Gus Johnson with the call earlier this season. One of Fernando Mendoza's Heisman moments, I guess the main one, is Indiana beats Penn State in Happy Valley. Can we just, you know, I'm off for a couple days after this. I'm in a great mood today. I'd love to hear, Kenny, that unbelievable call from Gus Johnson, in the words of our friends Daft Punk, one more time.
Mendoza in trouble! It's out! Touchdown! Wow! A Rock Cooper! Unbelievable! Give him the Heisman Trophy now!
To think there are some morons out there. Morons! Who don't like when Gus Johnson gets excited. These are the same people that, like, probably hate Christmas, hate pizza, hate puppies. Imagine hating yourself so much that you can't find joy in Gus Johnson voice breaking like he's 12 years old going through puberty after a great college football play. I know that our guest joining us right now feels the same way. And I want to say this before we bring him up. I want him to hear me say this because we are now on Westwood One Sports with like way more distribution than we had on the old show in this new time slot. And I've said a couple times, you know, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish is about to join us. And you might be listening or watching if you're not an older listener or viewer, you know that this is about to be great. And you might be thinking, oh my God, here's some like mathematician to come on and bore us to death about, you know, point spreads and math and all this nonsense. No, you're about to be very entertained. So hopefully, Kanish, you won't let me in the audience down here. As pro sports bettor Joey Kanish joins the show. Everyone should check out his college football betting show, Hit the Books. You can find it in podcast form and on YouTube. And actually, I don't know if you should follow him on Twitter. You can if you want to. It's an interesting Twitter feed at Joey Kanish 22. Merry Christmas, my friend. Early Happy New Year. How's it going? Welcome to the new era of You Better You Bet.
Mickey K, baby, new show, new era, new year, and I'm hearing all the cowards, McAfee, they're all shaking in their boots at the thought of Mickey K in primetime daytime slot, baby. Can't wait. Looking forward to the new era of YBYB taking over the world.
The check's in the mail. I appreciate that very much. Now, if you're new, you obviously wouldn't know this, so I'll tell you. Our friend Joey Kanish is from Michigan, right? And he's a Lions fan, and he's a huge fan of the Michigan Wolverines. So before we get to the college football playoff games, Kanish, I haven't spoken to you. I'm guessing you like the Kyle Whittingham hire, but we haven't spoken about it. What are your thoughts on Michigan? I think they stepped in it in a great way here. He's a way better coach than Sharon Moore. What do you think about the Kyle Whittingham hire? Do you think they'll keep Bryce Underwood? Give us your thoughts on the Michigan Wolverines moving forward here with Kyle Whittingham.
I'll be honest with you. Initial reaction, I was a little subdued. It took about, 12 hours for me to get on the bandwagon. Once we got the Utah OC, the BYU DC, I'm feeling better about it than I was. Still at 66, a little long in the tooth. You know, I don't know how many good years he's got left. That would be my only concern. But the staff he's building, the culture he's bringing back, and the upgrade from, Sharon Moore and the extracurriculars that were going on. I think Michigan will be in a much better place in 26 and going forward with the Whittingham hire. So overall, now that I've seen the full staff picture, I'm more in the B range. It's not home run out of the park, but for the situation they were in, I'll take it.
Yeah, I actually think, given the situation, that if, like, well, everything's equal and Michigan had their choice of whomever they wanted, I think Whittingham's a B. I think given the situation, this is like an A+. It was a terrible situation, obviously, that Michigan found itself in, even if they did upgrade at head coach. All right, my friends. Main event. 4 college football playoff games for us over the course of the next 72 hours or so. We'll go in chronological order. Cotton Bowl, New Year's Eve night, tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Ohio State, the reigning defending national champs, 9.5-point favorites against Miami. Total's been getting bet down. We're at 40.5 now. Kanish, how are you betting the Cotton Bowl?
You know what? And this is, they served us up. The total appetite keeps coming down, keeps coming down. Double cross. Gimme back on the over. I think now that we've hit 40.5, I'm going back here. I understand some of the move down. I think we've gotten to a point now where it's our exceed, and I'd expect a little bit of buyback on this. I mean, is this an Army-Navy game? Is this Iowa, Wisconsin in the middle of the... No, indoor track, some time off for both teams. I know Ohio State's defense has been very good. It's also played a really, really soft strength of schedule. And I know Miami's offense wasn't cranking it out for Texas A&M, but you've seen them get the run game going a little bit. I think you'll also see Ohio State with Ryan Day now calling the plays. What happened in the Indiana game? They went too slow. They had a couple of turnovers. That methodology that they had in the regular season last year of like this physical, we're going to go slow. As soon as they hit the college football playoff, boom, they turned it on. A little bit more pace, a little bit more throwing. I think you could see something here in the, you know, friend of the show, Brad Powers, likes 31-10. I'm more in, I think Miami's more competitive, but I think you can see a 24-17 type of thing. Give me the over here. I'd slightly lean Miami, but for me, now that the totals come this far down, give me the over in this one. I'm buying back on the move down.
I love that you, I could feel the gears turning in your head. Like, this is now the new show. Do I mention Brad Powers or not? Totally cool. Brad is Kanish's co-host. I love that. You're like, do I do this or not? I could feel it in your head. Brad Powers and Joey Kanish, Hit the Books is their college football betting show. You Better You Bet on this Tuesday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports, on all socials at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Our guest, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish, on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. All right, New Year's Day, Orange Bowl, Oregon. About a 2.5-point favorite against Texas Tech, 51.5 the total. Ducks or Red Raiders, what do you got?
This is from, it's right on the cusp, right? If I see a 3, and I think we're seeing some juice 2.5s out there, that's the buy point for me. I like Texas Tech in this game. I think their defense, I mean, you can make an argument. Again, I know Big 12 competition and all that. I'm not going to say it was on the level of Ohio State this year, but for what they did in, I mean, we're talking a defense that absolutely smashed week in, week out, elite talent on the defensive line. For me, kind of the best front 7 overall in college football. And now, I mean, you know what? You saw Oregon, you saw them against a greatly outmatched opponent, a nice big number on the scoreboard. And this number, which was, you know, a Oregon +1 in some of the look ahead stuff, now keeps drifting. It's going to be Red Raiders for me, but sit on the and see if you can snipe a 3 there. I think you might see a couple. That'll be the play for me. Even at 2.5, I'll be in on the Red Raiders, but don't jump early. Keep on the lookout for that 3. I think you might see a couple on game day. It'll be Texas Tech for me. I think they're going outright, but again, search for the best number. If you can snatch a 3 on game day, I think that's the play.
And it looks like at BetMGM, where we would like everybody to bet because they're our title sponsor, it looks like we may be going to 3. Oregon, a juiced 2.5-point favorite against Texas Tech. So look, like whether you agree with me, I like Oregon, Kanish, you like Texas Tech. Like, make sure you bet the best number if you're going to bet on these games and bet Oregon at a number less than 3 and see if you can get +3 with Texas Tech if you like the Red Raiders. Kanish, granddaddy of them all. Maybe rain in the forecast in Southern California at the Rose Bowl, Indiana and Alabama. The I still can't believe Indiana's favored in a playoff game against Alabama. Indiana, a touchdown favorite against the Crimson Tide, 48.5 the total. I think Indiana might win by double digits. What say you?
You know what? I'm with you on the cap, right? Like, Indiana, I think they're significantly better team than Alabama, which again feels, if you've been following college football for a long time, it gets you shook even saying that. I don't think this Bama team is great in the trenches. The only thing for me is I was hoping, you know what, this got kind of bought up through 7 in that. it's a little rich now. I don't have a great, you know, take on the side in terms of now this is getting through seven, even through seven at a few places. It's a lean under to me. I'll tell you, of the four playoff games, this is probably the one that I'm the lightest in terms of investment, in terms of price. I just think the number got a little away from me on Indiana. I thought after the Bama win, we might get a bit of a discount. But I'm with you, just in terms of if you're telling me a Bama win or an Indiana by double digits or more is more likely, I'm with you on the Hoosiers. I think they're better in all facets than Alabama. And the only thing that might scare me a little bit is I do think Kalen DeBoer can scheme it up. There's the passing offense has been better. But just player to player, offensive, defensive line, running the ball and all that, this is an Indiana team that is significantly a level above where Alabama's at. So I don't have too much in this one. Gun to my head, I'd probably lay with the Hoosiers. But overall, this is one that I think I'll more enjoy, and we'll see. With that said, if the total – the only thing in these new college games, right, is if there's going to be some rain, a sloppy field, I would like the under even a little bit more. That would, to me, would be then go full on the under. I just worry about in today's day and age in college football, if there's lightning within, you know, 800 miles of the stadium, oh, we're going to delay the game for 4 hours. So keep an eye on the weather. If you can get a little bit of weather, a little bit of, you know, like Rose Bowl feel not great, I think that leads itself to even more of an under. So it'd be the under nothing for me, too, on that one.
We'll close with the Sugar Bowl in a second, but you know, I've said this a couple times over the course of the show today. Even if you're a new listener and viewer, thank you for being with us here, and you don't bet, like, Kanish is a pro bettor and deals with people that are professionals and bet a lot of money on these games. So even if you don't bet, I think this is an interesting window into how, like, people that bet a lot of money view games where Indiana's definitely the better team than Alabama. I can't believe I'm saying that. I can't believe we're here, but it's pretty indisputable. Doesn't mean Indiana's going to win. Bama, of course, can win. But Indiana, a deserved pretty big favorite in this game in the Rose Bowl. And let's close here, Kanish, with the Sugar Bowl on New Year's night. Rematch of a game we saw in October, won by Georgia in come-from-behind fashion. The Bulldogs, 6.5-point favorites against Ole Miss, 55.5 the total. In about a minute, who do you like in the Sugar Bowl?
Oh, the sugar is sweet in this one, baby. I got my little bulldog. I got the sugar cubes. It's like I'm at the horse in the barn. I'm feeding the cubes. Favorite side of the bunch in this one. I'm laying it with the dogs. 6.5. I like anything under a touchdown in this one. Georgia defense finally hit stride. End of the season, the pass rush got there. And I think you finally see a little bit of that Mississippi, the coaching staff turnover, comes to roost in this one. Same thing that I had with Oregon, where they put up a big number in a G5 game where I think they were, you know, significantly overmatched versus Tulane. Even the box score in that one, I don't think the margin of victory was fully deserved. So to me, Georgia, if I'm getting a nice offense that I think they've been, you know, putting together the running game, but for me, the defense really came together, and the pass rush, which struggled all year, they physically dominated Alabama in that SEC championship game. Now Kirby with a little bit more time to prep versus a makeshift staff in Mississippi. This is my favorite side of the bunch. I laid it with Georgia. I like it. I like it a lot. Anything under a touchdown.
Hit the Books is the name of the college football betting show on YouTube and in podcast form. And if you follow him on Twitter, parental advisory necessary at JoeyKanish22. My friends, I appreciate you, and I hope you know that. Happy New Year. Good luck with the bets, except the ones where we're going heads up, and we will talk to you in 2026.
I'm Ed. Cheers to the new show. See you in 26, my friend. Whatever they say in Greek, maybe it's Alakastas. I'll let you solve it. See you next year, baby.
I'm a Fugazi Greek. I have no idea. I know like a couple of words. Some curse words. Can't say them on the show. Joey Kanish joining us here on You Better You Bet, his bets for the college football playoff quarterfinals. On the other side, we're going to keep it in the college sports milieu. I like the milieu. I think it's technically pronounced milieu. Milieu, I think, is more fun. We'll discuss Marcus Freeman staying at Notre Dame and why I think it's a win for both him, Notre Dame, and the National Football League. And a story, and I'm being sincere here, that is sweeping the college basketball world. And if you haven't heard about it, it's going to knock your socks off. It's coming up next here on Westwood One Sports.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
We are awaiting news on Denver Nuggets star center Nikola Jokic, who got hurt last night in the Nuggets' loss in Miami against the Heat. We don't get it here on the show today. I'm going to roll through all the possibilities, all the things, all the potential outcomes of Jokic. He's out for a little bit, not at all, season, and what it means for the rest of the NBA campaign. That will start next hour on the show. And if and when we get that news, and we're all over it, we're monitoring it, and by monitoring it, I mean we all have notifications turned on our phones for all the, yeah, like Shams and the NBA. So as soon as that news comes out, if it comes out before we bid you adieu at noon Eastern, we will bring it to you with all the analysis here on the show. So we'll talk more about Jokic and that injury, and something else that I found interesting last night in the NBA. A team that is back up on the ascent that I think is worth a bet at price right now to win its conference. That's all coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet. But for now, we're going to keep it to college sports. Let's talk about Notre Dame. It was interesting, right? Had Joey Kanish, Pro Sports Bettor, on the show in the last segment, and he mentioned that Notre Dame, one of the best teams in the country this year. And I don't want to turn this into a Notre Dame should have made the playoff over Miami. We've kind of been there. We've done that. It's old news. I personally, given this, what the format is, I think the committee made the right move. Just to get my take out there on this new show in case no one has heard it, which doesn't mean that I wouldn't bet Miami if Notre Dame played Miami on a neutral field. Notre Dame's better, but Miami beat them, so I think Miami deserved to be in. And there had been some thought with Notre Dame on the outside looking in of the playoff and then declining to play in a bowl game, that Notre Dame's head coach Marcus Freeman might leave to go to the National Football League. Multiple NFL insiders tweeted, reported, that the New York Football Giants, my favorite team, were interested in Marcus Freeman. And there were other NFL teams, like nameless teams, that were reportedly interested in Marcus Freeman as well. Well, Freeman is staying at Notre Dame. He tweeted yesterday, 2026, run it back, go Irish. Freeman reportedly received a, quote, enhanced contract. I will translate that for everybody. It means he's going to make way more money. I'm generally of the belief that God, you believe in God, God's never going to let anybody have it all. Now, Marcus Freeman's got a great job. He's, and I'm a straight man, married to a woman. Marcus Freeman is very handsome. Like an objectively good-looking guy. Has anyone seen Marcus Freeman in an interview recently? He has, like, painted-on hair. He gets caught in a rainstorm, there's going to be some trouble. I look at that as God's way of evening the playing field for, like very handsome, rich guy who's very well-built, doesn't have a great hairline. That's how I make myself feel better as someone who is vertically challenged, to say the least. So Freeman's staying at Notre Dame. And I think everybody wins as a result. Freeman wins. He gets more money. Notre Dame wins because they get to keep their head coach in a year where apparently, like, they're going to rig this so they make the college football playoff moving forward. Pete Bavakwa, their AD, like, those reports came out that Notre Dame is basically trying to rig this, right? Where they're not going to miss the playoff on a technicality again. And we can debate the merits of that and if it's right, wrong, and different, whatever. It looks like that's going to be the case. And I think the NFL wins as well. I'll just speak as a Giants fan. I don't want Marcus Freeman as my head coach in the NFL. Which doesn't mean that he can't be an amazing coach in the college level. I think he's an awesome college coach. And if he were to leave Notre Dame, like, Michigan would have thrown a bag at him, would have been a great hire. LSU would have thrown a bag at him, would have been a great hire. Any team would be lucky to have Marcus Freeman as their head coach in college. But I think there's a big difference between being a CEO type at the collegiate level to then doing it at the NFL level. Where you'd have to tell me at the NFL level, like, man, he's bringing some tremendous coordinators with him to, like, actually, not that, like, he doesn't know X's and O's, that's not the insinuation at all. Like, played a linebacker at Ohio State, but, I mean, everyone says he's a CEO-type head coach. That can work in college. I don't know if it's going to work in the National Football League. So I think it's great for everybody. Great for my favorite football team, the Giants. Don't have to hire him. Great for Freeman. He gets more money. Great for Notre Dame. They get to keep Marcus Freeman. And if you, the listener, you, the viewer, you have to set, and you'll be able to bet this. The BetMGM will post it next year, heading into next year's college football season. Notre Dame is going to lose star running back Jeremiah Love to the NFL. And Love will be a top pick in fantasy football drafts next year. And if you play Dynasty Fantasy Football, which I do, and members of our crew do as well, Bill Zimmerman, Tyler Morales, I'm looking at you. We'll have to get Kenny Henderson in one of our leagues also, one of our Dynasty leagues. Jeremiah Love will be the number one overall pick in Dynasty Fantasy Football after the NFL draft. So Jeremiah Love is going to leave. He's going to the NFL. CJ Carr, Notre Dame's quarterback, he's coming back. And given, again, that Notre Dame, right, wrong, or indifferent, and we'll save this for next hour now, like college basketball, you can say the same. Right, wrong, or indifferent, like the system is rigged right now in both sports. Like it just is. Notre Dame is trying to, like, rig this so they make the college football playoffs. So what happened this year doesn't happen again. They're going to be a huge favorite to make the playoff next year. And if you're Marcus Freeman, why would you go coach, like, the New York football Giants and deal with the nonsense here where I'm at in New York when you could, like, take Notre Dame to the playoff next year for the second time in 3 years? A no-brainer and one of the rare cases in sports or in life where literally every buddy wins. Final hour, Power Hour, coming up next. I'll give you all my bets for tonight in the world of sports. We'll reiterate the bets coming up for the college football playoff quarterfinals. We will give you as a crew our favorite sports moments in the year of our Lord 2025. But we will start the hour talking hoops. Nikola Jokic's injury. The team that I think is ascending right now in the Eastern Conference. And the story sweeping the college basketball world that you need to hear about here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.